lavish Georgetown Halloween party more than a year ago. A spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office says there was insufficient evidence to go forward with charges at this time. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,792, the NASDAQ at 69.95. Sports, the Falcons get the win on Monday Night Football. College basketball, AU and Howard both take losses. The Wizards host New Orleans tonight. The Caps are in Dallas. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
Imagine owing the IRS 15 grand with no way to pay. That's what Eric faced. Then he called Optima Tax Relief. Here's Ray Dinnan, Vice President of Resolutions at Optima Tax Relief.
Eric was scared. The IRS had sent him letters saying they were about to take aggressive actions against him. He was worried about his paycheck, his home, his car. Our team at Optima Tax Relief mobilized to protect him. We negotiated with the IRS on Eric's behalf and fought to get the settlement he needed. How'd we do? We got the IRS to accept a deal that resolved Eric's tax debt for $3,500 instead of the $15,000 they originally wanted. Case closed. We're proud to have resolved over $500 million of tax debt for our clients like Eric, and we'd like to help you.
Call Optima Tax Relief to learn how they can help you. Your consultation is free and confidential. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Christmas savings continue at Potomac Petals and Plants. Right now, take 20% off virtually everything in the store. Plus, save 35% off all ornaments, lights, and decor, and 50% off artificial Christmas trees. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, the crash is on Interstate 95, and this will be northbound for you after you cross the Occoquan up through Lorton and Newington, right near the Fairfax County Parkway. That was along the left side. Now, beyond that, once you get on to 395, first set of delays, a little bit sluggish in Landmark. That volume continues to Shirlington and again over the inbound 14th Street Bridge. On the inner loop of the Beltway through Annandale, slow. Then from the toll road to the Legion Bridge on the Fairfax County Parkway. This is where crews had been dealing with a car fire. Still a lot of activity there. You're just inching along northbound side of 286 Fairfax County Parkway between 123 Ox Road and Burke Center Parkway. So major delays on 286 and 123. And I'm also looking through Clifton. Looks like we may have some of that bailout traffic heading over to Clifton Road up toward Main Street, heavier than normal. 270 south in Rockville, the crash near 28 was along the left side. And on 95 Maryland, as you head past 212, just stop and go now to the Beltway. The crash that was along the way has been cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
With some breaks in the clouds and winds out of the southwest, the high on this Tuesday will head to 60. And then tonight, a partly cloudy sky with a low of 44. Tomorrow, cooler, the mix of clouds and sunshine and a high near 49 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Chantilly, 41 in Waldorf, 41 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. Allergic to eggs? Well, now experts say you can still get a flu shot. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Well, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Larry Kudlow joining us in about half an hour to talk about the tax plan here on Tax Cut Tuesday. The House set to pass that bill. The Senate not far behind them, and the president's desk could be seeing that bill very soon. And, you know, find out how that's going to impact you as well on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnaise alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. Joining us now on the show here on Mornings on the Mall, General Jack Keane is here to join us. General, good morning and welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. It's great to have you.
Yeah, good morning. I'm glad to be with you.
Let's talk about President Trump's national security speech yesterday. A lot of people thought it was fantastic, and of course, the usual suspects thought it was awful. What did you take away from that? What was the biggest thing that you heard in that speech yesterday that you think was the biggest impact?
Well, the speech was important, and the national security strategy itself is even more important. You know, which I have read. What I take away from it is, initially, what the president is clearly trying to do is restore America's confidence that we can compete effectively again and make a clean break from the past, which his national security strategy is clearly doing. The other thing that I appreciate what they've done, you know, so our listening audience can understand, this national security strategy is usually an unwelcomed event in the administration. It's mandated by Congress. They get it out in the second or third year. All the agencies and departments who have anything to do with national security have a considerable say in its development. Every pet issue that they have is put in it, and it usually lacks any priorities. And it kind of becomes kind of like a coffee table piece of work. It never gets implemented because it just dies of its own weight. What this team did is just only two or three people involved in this. The head author is Nadia Shadlow. She based it clearly on the president's priorities and his vision. And it makes no equivocation whatsoever about the dangers and challenges that the United States are facing. So they're looking at the world as it really is, that we've returned to big power competition once again with Russia and China, that there's two rogue states who are threatening the regional order in North Korea and Iran. And they're identifying transnational actors, which are a growing menace in jihadism, drug trafficking, and criminality. And they want to use all of the elements of national power to compete against these dangers, particularly economic and military power based on the values of the American people. What I think is they have established clear priorities in this document in terms of where they're heading, what their focus is going to be. And I think they should be commended for a very good effort here.
Just want to play a brief clip for you here. This is President Trump talking about something that got a lot of people reacted to what he had to say here about radical Islamic terrorism, and I'd like to get your take on it.
In addition, our strategy calls for us to confront, discredit, and defeat radical Islamic terrorism and ideology, and to prevent it from spreading into the United States. And we will develop new ways to counter those who use new domains such as cyber and social media to attack our nation or threaten our society.
In what way is that different from the things that we've heard over the last 8 years regarding Islamic terrorism?
Well, first of all, it identifies it for what it really is. It's radical Islamic terrorism. It's using a religious-based ideology to bring young people into the fold who are willing to kill what they believe are infidels or non-Muslim believers. And this is a growing menace, and the president clearly identifies it as such. And the only way we're going to get after this thing is to go after the ideology itself. We can't shoot our way out of this problem. We've got to dissuade young people from being attracted to something which they believe is purposeful and meaningful in their life, but ultimately results in the death of innocent people. There's got to be a better way for them to find purpose, and we need to solicit the thoughts and ideas of the Muslims themselves, where the breeding ground for this terrorism is taking place, and help them provide alternatives for these young people. And the president understands that, and that's the greatest challenge we're facing with radical Islam, is undermining the ideology.
Yeah, radical Islam gave us a failed terrorist last week who came into the United States on chain migration and ultimately through a diversity visa. The president of the United States yesterday in his national security strategy announcing that he wants to take all those on, ending chain migration, increasing vetting, and getting tougher border security. Contrast that, if you will, again, with President Obama, wherein he kind of sought to bring a pathway to citizenship to illegal immigrants in his national security strategy.
Well, I mean, President Obama had a similar policy to what the feckless European leaders had. You know, that open borders, mass migration with no vetting. And they, of course, enabled multicultural neighborhoods, which led to breeding grounds for radicals. In this country, we clearly have open borders where we clearly are endorsing illegal immigration. We were taking no action, no enforcement action whatsoever to deal with any of that. And our vetting really was happenstance, to be sure, in terms of people coming into this country from high threat areas or areas clearly where the governments there have no means to check on who is coming into the United States. I mean, we're just taking some pretty practical, common sense things to do, you know, to protect the American people, in my judgment.
General Keane, you know, one of the criticisms I saw is that the president's national security strategy is not doing enough to, quote, promote democracy around the world. Do you think that's an important plank, and should it be in there?
I don't think that it should be the role of the United States to impose our political system on others. I think what we should do is help provide stability, security, and prosperity in the world, where American leadership becomes indispensable to helping maintain the world order. I want to add something, though, about the strategy. The implementation of it is really crucial. They've done a great effort in putting together a focused document identifying challenges and means to deal with it. But we've got to implement it and follow through. And it's one of the criticisms I have of the administration, like in dealing with Iran, the follow-through in dealing with Syria, for example, has not maybe been what it should be in pushing back on the Iranians and some other areas as well, like the Ukraine. I thought for sure this administration would help the Ukrainians with some of the military assistance
right.
that they need.
General,
yet we're not doing it.
This national security strategy, real quickly, how important is it as a document? Does it inform our diplomats and our military leaders and how they should comport themselves?
Well, it's always, as I said before, it's always had sort of mixed reviews. It has lofty aspirations, and
yep.
it wasn't a very practical document. This one is much more focused, and I know for a fact, because I was over in the White House yesterday, you know, talking to people that wrote it, and they clearly, first of all, they're very dependent on the president because it's his vision that's in it. And number two, they clearly are going to use it as a blueprint for implementation of policy, which means that our agencies and departments are going to have to follow it. That's what they intend to have happen.
Well, General, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time, and you have a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you folks.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Enjoy talking to your audience.
Thank you so much.
8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, where to start? Let's go Suitland Parkway coming inbound. I've been talking about this ride all morning up to the light at Stanton Road. That is where we always have those issues with that signal light. So crews were checking that again. They'd make the fixes, then it gets on the Fritz again. So inbound Suitland Parkway to Stanton Road, just a long haul. And now just getting reports of a crash right in that vicinity on the approach to the Wilson Bridge, backing up before St. Barnabas Road, right on the bridge as you head in those local lanes, far right side for the incident. That's the far right lanes are those local exits. On 301, northbound in Brandywine, the crash on the Brandywine Crossings area gone. But now, as we continue farther along at the 5301 split, north of Brandywine Road up to Surratt's Road, jammed with a new crash. So we're not out of the woods by any means there. Virginia, 95 in Newington at the Fairfax County Parkway for the crash, and the car fire activity was on the Fairfax County Parkway between 123 Ox Road and Burke Center Parkway, still under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, it'll turn partly cloudy and warmer, a high near 60 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 44. And then on Wednesday, it'll be a mix of clouds and sun in the morning, followed by cloudy skies in the afternoon and a high of 49. At Reagan National right now, it's 41 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL. All right, so Saturday Night Live, if you've been following it. By the way, I've been watching some of the clips. Not that impressed. I mean, I get, like, their liberal politics, but truly unfunny this weekend. I couldn't help it. Maybe you felt differently, but I
haven't watched Saturday Night Live since, like, 1983.
No, I don't actually watch it. I just see the clips. I get the YouTube clips. You know
again,
how it works.
Again, haven't even done that.
Not even that?
No, it's why. Because exactly for what you just said. It's not funny.
Well, I'll have to send it over to you on your abacus so you can watch it later.
But, you know what? Fine. Just because I don't waste my time watching stuff that's not funny.
So Saturday Night Live cast member Pete Davidson, he took a break from the show, I guess, for a little bit, and he returned recently after he got sober. He unveiled a new tattoo that he got. This tattoo is, well, it's unbelievable. He got a tattoo. Is this his leg or his arm? Mary, did you see this story?
Oh, it's on his leg.
Oh, it's his leg.
It's
okay.
On his leg. So this is a sizable tattoo because it's on his leg. It's not small.
It's huge. It looks like it's on the calf. It's a very strange picture of Hillary Clinton in a pantsuit.
Okay, first of all, it does not look like Hillary Clinton. I would like this noted. It looks like almost like Kate Middleton. So I don't think Hillary Clinton has ever looked like this in her life. Don't you think it looks a little bit like Kate Middleton with the hair there with the little flip and stuff?
Let's easy on Kate Middleton. Kate Middleton's a beautiful woman.
I agree.
This is not a beautiful woman tattoo.
No. This actually is a pretty good looking woman in this tattoo. It bears zero resemblance to Hillary Clinton, right, is my point.
We're going to put this up on WML.com on the morning show page so you can take a look for yourself and judge why Mary is so wrong. This is a horrendous... This is a heinous photo.
Heinous?
This is...
If you didn't know this was Hillary Clinton, you would not know.
She has a lot of fillers or something in her cheeks in this tattoo. So anyway, he's got to live with this for the rest of his life. He's always with her now. Always. He's stuck with it.
Yeah, he posted that... When he posted this picture, he said he unveiled a tattoo of his hero. Hillary Clinton.
Hero.
Wanted to get...
Why is Hillary your hero?
Wanted to get at Hillary Clinton a Christmas gift, so I got a tattoo of my hero. Thanks for being such a badass, can I say that? And one of the strongest people in the universe. Michael, dump me out if I can. And one of the strongest people in the universe with this tattoo
what is
that
he
he's gotten on
about?
His calf. So this is not small. This man's going to have this when he's 80.
What is he talking about? Why is she one of the strongest people in the universe, Pete Davidson?
Well,
why is she your hero? Would she save your puppy? Did she like climb into a tree and get your cat down? Like, how is Hillary Clinton your hero? Just justify that.
One of the reasons I have to say she could be his hero, and I have to give credit where credit is due. You know I will do that. She tweeted back to him and said, "Thanks, Pete Davidson. This makes it significantly less awkward that I've had a Pete Davidson tattoo for years." But seriously, I'm honored. Merry Christmas, my friend. I thought that was a very cool response. Whoever does her Twitter was very funny. Great response.
And that's the point. She didn't actually write that
I don't understand that.
You think Hillary knows how to use Twitter?
No. But she doesn't know how to use her BlackBerry either.
She doesn't know how to use anything.
Right, she doesn't know how to use anything.
Like with a cloth?
Exactly.
Meanwhile.
Exactly. But that's a hilarious response. Give her credit.
What kind of tattoo would you get, though, if you had to get, like, somebody at all? Here's Jesse Waters, in fact. He said this yesterday on The Five. Here's who he would get if he had to get a tattoo.
Jesse, I'm dying to know what tattoo you get.
You know, I put a lot of thought into this, Greg.
Yes.
And I came up with Dr. Sebastian Gore. I think he'd look great on any appendage. He's something terrifying about him, but also really wholesome.
Yes.
He's like the most fascinating man. You know that commercial with the beer? I mean, he's
most
just fascinating on many levels.
Interesting man in the world.
I think it would be a nice conversation piece.
Yeah.
Women would like it. Men would like it. I mean, what's not to like?
Yeah, imagine just like a full... You know how like Roger Stone has a tattoo of Richard Nixon on his back in between his shoulder blades? He's got this huge picture of Richard Nixon's face on his back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to do. Jesse Waters needs to get on his back Sebastian Gorka, Dr. Gorka, just all over his back, and right underneath of it, with exclamation points written, it should say, "Greetings."
Do you know, I'd
be quite
a
surprise at the pool.
He's recorded my phone message for me on my cell phone.
No,
so when you call my cell phone, it says, "Greetings." Can't get to the phone. And you know how many people have said to me how they've hung up because they thought it was the wrong phone or they thought it was creepy? They thought it was a really creepy message. I love the message he recorded for me.
I didn't. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I got to start leaving you voicemails.
You should. You've never called my phone and heard
just
that?
So I can hear Dr. Gorka. Yeah.
Well, it's because you don't call me. So that's probably why. You know
that's
what?
True.
I'm thinking we should have morning show bad decision day and we can get tattoos of each other.
Yeah.
You know?
That would be a horrific decision.
Well, you know, if the boss could figure out a way to monetize it and sell ads, the two of us will be down getting a tattoo in no time.
Now I know what to get you for Christmas. It's 8:22 on WMAL.
Hi, it's Chris Plant, and I want to personally invite you to join us at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. 2018 is just around the corner, so book your party package now before they sell out. You'll get hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your party package today at WMAL.com/New Year.
So you made the decision to sell that home, and now you need to find a real estate agent you can trust to put you first, obviously. Look no further. Call Frank Prindle and Associates for Remax Allegiance. Frank Prindle is a West Point graduate. He's a military veteran, and he uses a system that sells homes like crazy. It creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for way more money than the average local agent. And that's, of course, one of the things that's very important to you. Kurt and Dawn of Alexandria, for instance, had a rental property that they wanted to sell as is. So Frank went in, he evaluated their home's condition, he established a plan to sell it, and the home sold within 1 week at $11,000 above list. You see, there is no risk to working with him, with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon. Or he'll buy it himself, guaranteed. It's a guarantee that he rarely has to use. That's why he has it. That's why, in addition to Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Sean Hannity. He's got the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. Call the only agent you need. When you're ready to sell your home, call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
You hear that? You gotta listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of a thousand other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best gift on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Neither rain nor sleet nor gloom of night will keep us from hauling away your junk.
How about a flood?
Not even that.
Tornado?
Nope.
Blizzard?
Nope. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
What are you trying to say?
When you've got junk that needs to disappear, all you have to do is point. Don't worry about how or if we can get there.
We can.
And we will.
I love working with these guys.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Change at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge with the crash. If you're heading from Maryland into Virginia, interloop on the Wilson Bridge in those far right local lanes and for the local exits, it's just the left lane getting by on the Wilson Bridge. Through lanes are open, but everyone, watch for delays just after Route 5 Branch Avenue. Suitland Parkway jammed this morning, and those delays continue to grow before Silver Hill Road. Up to that light at Stanton Road, crews are checking it again to see if it's malfunctioning. Had a crash reported then along the way. Northbound on 5 at Rats Road, crews with the crash. I'm looking at delays right at the split for 5301 pushing northbound through that area. On the Fairfax County Parkway, it was a car fire. Northbound 286 still bunched up. The incident between 123 and Burke Center Parkway. That's the scene of the location of the car fire. And again, the cleanup still underway. In Newington, northbound 95 at the Fairfax County Parkway, giving me the all clear that the crash was to the shoulder. And in Rockville, south on 270 at the crash near 28. Update sponsored by AAA. You know AAA, the most highly recommended roadside assistance provider nationwide. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Winds out of the southwest. Well, warm temperatures up today with breaks in the clouds and a high near 60. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 44. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 41 degrees. It's 8:27 on WMAL.
All right. Let's talk about this Mueller investigation. We haven't really discussed it much today. Well, the White House lawyers are expected to meet with Robert Mueller's office late this week. They're hoping to find that this investigation will end soon. That's what they're hoping for. They're saying, look, we're all kind of at investigation fatigue at this point in the game, and saying, oh, we haven't gotten any collusion. Let's walk away. walk away, time to go. And but people familiar with the probe say that it's unlikely, and that they say that sources, according to who have talked to the Washington Post, which means people who are inside, probably on the commission, we've on the committee, we've learned this so far,
right,
that the meeting could trigger a new, more contentious phase between the special counsel and the president, who is very frustrated with everything going on, according to administration advisors.
Just what we need, more contentious phase of this thing.
And I think we need for it to continue and keep going and going and going and going and going, because it's never, ever, ever going to end. People with knowledge of the investigation said it could last for at least another year.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah, the sources talking to the Washington Post say they point to George Papadopoulos, former Trump campaign advisor, and Michael Flynn as sources of new information.
I think it's time everybody call it a day and go get tattoos of Sebastian Gorka. It'd be way easier. 8:29 on WMAL.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
All right, the House, the Senate, tackling tax reform today, tomorrow. It's going to be interesting to find out what they give us. And also the president looking to sign that thing as a Christmas gift, both to himself and to you, the American people. Larry Kudlow will explain when he joins us next. 8:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. A two-alarm fire this morning has seriously damaged an apartment building on Curtis Drive in Suitland. Assistant Prince George's Fire Chief Alan Doubleday told Fox 5.
We went to a second alarm fairly quickly. Our firefighters did an amazing job of stopping this from spreading to additional buildings. I mean, they arrived on scene with fire on two floors and through the roof, which is quite a challenge for us. We've already exhausted all of our personnel once we get to that. They immediately called for a second alarm, and he went into a protection mode on the exposure building next to it.
Two people were rescued from the upper floor. Five people in all were injured in that fire. Republicans' long-sought political goal is now within grasp. The House and Senate set to vote today to pass the massive tax cut bill and send it to the president, who could see it as early as tomorrow. One thing investigators will want to find out as they look into yesterday's Amtrak derailment and crash in Washington State is whether it could have been prevented if Amtrak had activated positive train control, or PTC. NTSB board member Bella Dinzar.
PTC would prevent types of accidents such as this. Whether it will prevent this accident remains to be seen. We should remember that PTC can't prevent every accident, but it does prevent derailments, overspeed, certain types of derailments, overspeed accidents, as well as incursions into work zones.
Forecasters say it's going to be almost spring-like around here today, and perhaps for a few more days. Mark Thibodeau's with the Weather Channel.
I think that this week in general is going to probably be pretty mild. This will be the last warm week of the year. We'll be up around 60. Then I think we'll backslide just a little bit as we head towards the midweek and then warm right back up for the weekend. So I would say we're going to have at least a few more warm days before the year is over.
The full forecast is just ahead. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,792, the NASDAQ at 69.95. Sports sponsored by Staples. The Falcons beat Tampa Bay on Monday Night Football. College basketball, Howard loses, American loses. The Wizards host New Orleans tonight. The Caps are in Dallas. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples has great deals on gift ideas to bring smiles to everyone on your list. Electronic gifts like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, or streaming devices and smart home solutions, even board games like Monopoly. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles at Staples.
For Mervis Diamond Importers,
I'm Ronnie Mervis. Once again, Mervis sets the standard for jewelry. You've got to see our new collection. Straight row diamond tennis bracelets remain a favorite. They're simple and elegant. Our neck pieces are so sexy, they're almost illegal. Imagine a perfect diamond, suspended from a delicate gold chain, resting securely in the small of her throat. What a beautiful, sensuous gift. Our magnificent diamond bands will melt her heart. The Mervis diamonds are ferociously brilliant. They seem to leap out at you. The designs are daring and rare. You'll find them at one place only, Mervis. And as for earrings, Mervis proudly shows the newest diamond ear studs, dangles, hoops, and anything else you can imagine. When you really love her, show it with Mervis diamond jewelry, the best there is. Two philosophies unite everything at Mervis. The finest quality and legendary Mervis value. The prices are almost too good to be true. Come see for yourself. She'll thank you forever. Mervis Diamond Importers. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com. Again, that's MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
Different people need to get around differently. That's why we created Free to Ride, for people just like you or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, ReachARide has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at ReachARide.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. ReachARide can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with ReachARide. Relax and ride with a click or a call. Visit ReachARide.org or call 1-855-ReachARide or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. ReachARide.org.
IT orchestration stories from CDWG. A government agency needed to respond to more constituents with more workers in more places at once. So it turned to CDWG. CDWG orchestrated a mobility strategy featuring Dell Latitude notebooks that kept their people moving and their data safe. Mobility by Dell. IT orchestration by CDWG. Learn more at cdwg.com/Dell. CDWG. People who get it.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, we still have some major problems and major delays with this commute. In Rockville on 270 southbound, Chris telling me multiple cars involved in this crash. So southbound, as you try your best to be patient here through Germantown, Gaithersburg, the crash well up ahead near 28 on which for, again, fire and rescue at the scene of this multi-car crash. Heading through Columbia, getting better. So if you stick with 29, passing 32, the pace quickly improving now that the crash is gone. Heaviest stretch is going to be through White Oak and down past the Trader Joe's. Beyond that, to the Wilson Bridge, no change as far as what's happening at the scene of the crash on the Wilson Bridge in those far right local lanes. Still have fire truck, ambulance, and rescue at the scene, but it looks like they're trying to get the left shoulder and the left lane by. But man, about an hour ride, commuters are telling me, coming in from before St. Barnabas Road, almost back to Route 5, so plan for that. On Route 5, the crash northbound at Surratt's Road is out of the travel lanes, but big delays continue. And in Newington, Virginia, commuters over the Occoquan to the Fairfax County Parkway for that crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Certainly not going to feel like December today with milder air pushing in. There will also be breaks in the clouds with a high eventually near 60, and then partly cloudy tonight with a low of 44. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sunshine with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Woodbridge, 36 in Bowie, 40 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
We're going to give the American people a huge tax cut. for Christmas. Hopefully that will be a great, big, beautiful Christmas present.
They say Republicans are now closing in on historic tax reform. The House expected to vote around noon today. The Senate could vote tonight or tomorrow on their version of the bill. Let's talk about how historic it is. Larry Kudlow joining us now, CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show on WMAL Saturdays at 7. He's also the author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, good morning. Put this into context for us. How historic is this bill?
Well, it's prehistoric. I mean, it's the largest business tax cut I think we've had, at least that I can remember, because the really big tax cuts in the 60s from JFK and the 80s from Reagan were mostly individual tax cuts. There were some corporate tax cuts, but the individual tax cuts, you know, Kennedy from 91 to 70 on the top rate, and Reagan from 70 all the way down to 28. In fact, Reagan had 28 and 15 when he left. So, you know, we got more work to do. But, yeah, it's very important. But the business side is really crucial. And, you know, you're seeing a couple things here. The economy's lifting even before the tax cuts. Now, the other one that I love is the 25,000 Dow. We closed yesterday at 24,792. It doesn't mean you're going to get it. But a 25,000 Dow for Christmas would be a very nice present for Americans. And you can say, well, the stock market's just for rich people. But actually, it's much more than that. 50% of American households are invested in stocks, either directly or indirectly. And by the by, that includes government union pension funds, which are heavily invested in the stock market. So a lot of people are going to benefit, including middle-class people. So right now, Trump is on a bit of a roll. The Republicans are on a bit of a roll. And, you know, the $64,000 question is, the supply-side tax cut for business going to work? I believe it will. I think there's a business boom developing out there.
Larry, a technical question. I have a lot of people, we were talking about it earlier, you know, friends who are more liberal saying this is terrible and they're bemoaning the salt tax cap of $10,000 deduction. Would it be financially sound for them? Would it be in their benefit to deduct their property taxes, accountant fees, which you can no longer deduct those things this year, pay them early this year? Yes. Is that one way to get around this for those people?
Yeah, that's a good point. Very good point. You're right, Mary. You know, get it now while you can. And, you know, they're going to get, look, as Trump has said and others have said, by, I guess, February, you know, the IRS will have changed the personal tax rates and the tax brackets, the income brackets. So you're going to get bigger take-home pay, you know, pretty soon. That's going to come quickly. So that's the good. And, you know, you're right. Take the deductions while you still can. You know, this whole argument about salt, in some ways, look at it differently. These big states have been enabled by federal tax policy to tax their locals heavily and to spend heavily. So we need to stop enabling them, and we need to get people coming to the polls who will vote, you know, against governors, for example, who always want to raise taxes. And some people in New York and New Jersey have already said that they can't raise tax rates anymore, including Andrew Cuomo and also the president of the New Jersey State Senate. So, right, it's a double-edged sword. Take advantage of the deduction this year, and then go out there and, you know, fight big taxing governors and states. Just fight them.
Is there any part of you, the salt tax especially, I keep on comparing it almost like a sin tax for high tax states. but when you've got a situation like this, you know, and it seems like Republicans were able to create basically a bill that works for a Republican Party. Is there some part of you that's glad the Democrats didn't really have a hand in the creation of this?
Well, you know, from our book, JFK and the Reagan Revolution, those were bipartisan bills. JFK had to convince Republicans that tax rates, lower tax rates, would increase growth and actually raise revenues. And Reagan had to convince Democrats that lower tax rates would promote growth and increase revenues over time. So bipartisan, I think, is always better, you know, when you have these very large landmark-type bills, whatever it may be. We had, you know, no bipartisanship on Obamacare, for example, and the country never really bought into it. So I suppose, look, it is what it is. It's a good bill. It's not a perfect bill, but it's got some powerful points that are going to drive the economy and jobs and wages. I guess on balance, I would have preferred that the Democrats join in. I really would have. And the question I ask, and Steve Moore has asked, where are the JFK tax-cutting Democrats today? Where are they? Because their whole message here has been, you know, right, against tax the rich, blah, 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 blah. Well, I think they're going to feel awful dumb as this thing pans out.
It'd be nice to see somebody like a Joe Manchin jump in at the last second. So can I ask you about the president yesterday real quickly? He had this national security strategy, and a big part of it is economic security. Yeah. You're real focused, of course, on the economics all of all of this. Tell us about your impressions of the economic security plan.
I thought it was really a strong speech, and the economic security part is absolutely vital. Again, JFK and Reagan both argued that if you're strong at home, you'll be strong abroad. But if you're weak at home, you'll be weak abroad. And Trump said that in the speech yesterday. He basically linked a strong economy at home with stronger U.S. leadership and authority overseas. The two are linked. And that's a very important point. And for him to say that, I think, was really breakthrough stuff. And I hope people listen to the importance of that. That's why cutting taxes, pro-growth, and so forth, these are really good things, and they have international repercussions that are going to be very positive for the USA.
All right, Larry Kudlow, thank you. And if we get big tax cuts this week, thank you as well for pushing the president on that issue. Really
you.
Appreciate that.
Okay.
Also, you can hear Larry Kudlow Saturdays on WMAL, 7 p.m. Lots more Larry there. Thanks. 8:44 now on WMAL.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? A great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets. Every set arrives beautifully packaged. Find out why 3 U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com, promo code SLEEP.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, let's start north on 95 in the Newington area where we had the crash. Crews tell me all lanes have been reopened. I also see a little bit of volume in those express lanes as well. So do watch. Again, Lorton up and toward the Newington area. On the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, still fire truck, ambulance, a rescue unit's on the scene of this crash. It's been there quite a while, but now it's two lanes getting by. It looks like they're utilizing that left shoulder. Nonetheless, at least an hour coming around from near Route 5 now and to the bridge span with that crash. On Route 5, getting better at Surratt's Road where we had the crash. Looked like everything had been over to the shoulder there. For 270, we're still bogged down through Rockville here. The crash is going to be south on 270 past 28. Suitland Parkway still big delays too. The rush hour is just not giving up here. Inbound Suitland Parkway as you come up towards Stanton Road. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, it'll turn partly cloudy and warmer, a high near 60 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 44. And then tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun in the morning will be followed by cloudy skies in the afternoon, but a high of 49 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 42, 8:46 on WMAL.
There was a fire at
of the 1,000 flights that Delta had to cancel yesterday during the height of this power outage. Now, Georgia Power believes the cause of this outage was a massive fire that broke out due to faulty equipment in an underground electrical facility. Now, ordinarily, there are multiple redundant systems that would kick in supplying electricity to this airport, but we're told that the flames were so intense that they actually knocked out those backup systems. Now, airport airport officials say that this is really a freak event that they've never had to deal with in the past. Even so, they say there are lessons learned.
Yeah, what he said.
Good point. Thank you both, Mary and the random Fox reporter who shared us with that.
It was a team effort.
I love that. So this is a crazy story. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, they say the busiest airport in the world, got knocked out, as we saw, for 11 hours on Sunday. Just pandemonium related to a fire that was apparently raging all over the electrical work. It was traced back to a failed switchgear, they said. That equipment regulates the flow of power, and it's in a tunnel that carried 7 power lines from 2 sources to the airport. This is according to USA Today. Quote, the fire was located adjacent to the redundant circuit cables and switching mechanisms serving the airport, and those cables were damaged, resulting in the outrage and loss of redundant service methods. So the fire consumed not only the main source of power, but literally everything else.
Yeah, what they were saying, I was watching one of the press conferences, because I'm thinking, I have a generator. How does the Atlanta airport not have a generator? How is there no backup system? Well, apparently there is, but the switch that was supposed to trigger...
just was set on fire.
Exactly. So you might want to move this switch, I'm thinking.
What a nightmare. So not only are you stuck at an airport, but the airport's on fire. This is unbelievable. You know that airport moves 100 million passengers a year?
That's amazing.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, I felt badly. My claustrophobia immediately kicked in, and I looked at the plane loads of people just sitting out on the runway. Did you see there were just plane after plane? They're just stacked up one after the other. And some of those people were on those planes for 6 hours. I'm like, there is not enough volume on the East Coast to get me through that.
But you know what there is enough of? Chick-fil-A. Because Chick-fil-A came to the rescue. That was like one of my favorite stories of the weekend. That Chick-fil-A, which is never open on Sundays, respects the religious preferences of its employees, says, you know what? Go out and celebrate the Lord's Day. But you know what we're going to do? When people are stranded in an airport, this is how you get Chick-fil-A to open. You set an airport on fire. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that, all right? I didn't say that. But the point is, the airport's on fire. All these people are stranded, and Chick-fil-A rose to the challenge. They said, you know what? We're going to feed these people. If anything can take misery out of your life, it's a delicious peanut oil fried Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Which, by the way, we can tell everyone, I had never been to Chick-fil-A. Vince and Heather took me to my very first Chick-fil-A sandwich.
I can't believe
it. It was amazing and wonderful.
Well, I did it to help you preview this disaster story.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I just knew some reason that Chick-fil-A was going to play a role in all of this.
And these poor people who were stuck, do you know there are some of them who are still stuck because all of these airlines are now trying to redo their schedules and try to get people out, and there were flights that were regularly scheduled. So there are some people who are still at this airport days later.
Well, next time you build a power structure, just make sure to keep the switch a little farther away from all the fire is going to consume it.
It's amazing. You know what, though? Thank goodness that's all it was, and no one was hurt, and the fire didn't spread. It could have been so much worse than it was. So,
yeah. The Hotlanta earned its nickname this weekend. 8:51 here on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
I'd love to tell you that age is just a number, but sometimes it can tell you a whole lot. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. It's a common question a lot of middle-aged women ask their doctor. Just how important is egg count when it comes to fertility? The answer, from a recent study out of UNC, not nearly as important as age. Age still remains the best predictor of a woman's reproductive potential, the study's lead author says. While this new research is saying that FSH and AMH levels don't really have an impact on your chances of getting pregnant, what they are able to predict is the number of eggs that can be retrieved for IVF. Now, if you're one of the 12% of women, according to the CDC, who are having trouble getting pregnant, you know what I'm talking about. You know these terms. Experts say if you're not able to conceive after a year of trying, then it might be time to go see a specialist. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
NFL fans, go to NFLShop.com today and check out the hottest brand new officially licensed Nike apparel and New Era team headwear. Looking for the perfect holiday gift? NFL Shop is the perfect place to find a gift for you or anyone on your list.
You don't get no better than that, baby.
NFLShop.com is your source for the best selection of NFL products anywhere.
Now let's go get it.
Go to NFLShop.com or call 877-NFL-SHOP today.
Your doctor has said you need back surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonospine technique decompresses pinched nerves 100% of the time, completely eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Virginia. Get pain-free before the holidays. Call 855-982-1591, 855-982-1591, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. Sonospinesurgery.com. Sonospinesurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
They stand for freedom across the world. But when our wounded service members come home, many have a long road ahead. That's why there's Fisher House.
We go to war one way, we come back a little different.
When you donate to Fisher House, you not only support our military, but their families as well.
90% of our rehab and healing is having the support of our family.
Join Leonardo in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Donate today at WMAL.com, keyword Fisher House.
What's in a name? If you relentlessly push the cutting edge in air and defense products, systems, and services, your name should reflect that. It should be synonymous with the kind of innovation that comes from investing 11% of your annual revenues in research and development. That's why we at Finmeccanica have transitioned to Leonardo. Inspired by one of history's greatest innovators, it's a name we're proud to bear, one that leaves nothing to question. Get the full story at leonardocompany.com/EN.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you around the Beltway. And it's been a tough go to the Wilson Bridge. On the bridge span on those far right local lanes, we still have a police, and it looks like ambulance at the scene. The fire truck is left, so it looks like we have the through lanes getting by, but it is going to be quite a while till we can recover as far as clearing out the delays. So plan for that. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, you're back out of Forestville near Route 5. So pretty intense. Suitland Parkway, it's been a tough go this morning. Silver Hill Road, off and on up to those lights at Stanton Road, getting through that intersection. On 270 in Rockville, the crash is going to be southbound after 28 and had multiple cars involved in that. That's why it's taking a while to clear that. So you're still bogged down with that commute. And on the inner loop of the Beltway, Virginia, at the George Washington Parkway, that crash is cleared. Traffic update is now sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First time users can enter promo code DISTRICT, $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Certainly not going to feel like December today with milder air pushing in. There will also be breaks in the clouds with a high of basically near 60. And then partly cloudy tonight with a low of 44. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sunshine with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 42 degrees, 8:56 on WMAL.
I've learned so much, and I thank you.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Most excellent. Glad to hear it.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. I want to personally invite you to join us at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. 2018 is just around the corner, so book your party package now before they sell out. You get so much in this package. It's incredible. Hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, hello, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your party package today at WMAL.com/New Year, and I'll see you there.
I'm Eric Ortiz, and I work for Comcast. I've been deployed three times, two to Iraq and one to Afghanistan. It's good to be back home with my family and see my kids because I've missed them beyond words can comprehend. Comcast told me before I left, take care, be safe. Your job is here when you come back, so don't worry about that. They even gave me my same van back. I was like, yes, because I'm very meticulous when it comes to keeping my stuff straight and my van was in pristine condition. You know, I love my job because I'm a people person, and I like helping people. I think that's what we're all here for. We're here to help in some way, shape, or form. We're here to change something.
At Comcast, we're grateful to our nation's military for their dedicated service. And we're honored to have reservists like Eric on our team. That's why we've hired more than 13,000 members of the military community since 2010. Comcast.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Is your home ready for the holidays and entertaining family and friends? If your carpets have any stains or odors that might be embarrassing, maybe from the pets or kids or even you, now is the ideal time to schedule your clean with Zero Res. After your Zero Res clean, your family, friends, and neighbors will be asking if you got new carpets. Don't replace those carpets, though. Just call Zero Res and save. After my Zero Res clean, my carpets were looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. And if you're sensitive to cleaning agents, Zero Res is perfect because their cleaning process is all natural and odorless. Listen to this great deal I have for you. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Or get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Minimums apply, and if you need extra incentive, listen to this. In December, Zero Res is donating a portion of all sales to Fisher House. We love that. So call and book now, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
All right, coming up tomorrow, Cal Thomas joins us again on Mornings on the Mall. He's pretty good at that.
Yeah, and big, beautiful, huge tax cuts.
Huge.
We'll find out if
the
it
biggest.
All passes. We'll find out what's in it. It's the biggest.
Look at this guy. Here's a guy who's been promoting this thing because he personally benefits from it. Don't you, Chris Plant?
Most certainly do in myriad ways. I can't even go into all of those ways that I might benefit right now. It was 19 years ago today. Do you know what happened? December 19th, 1990.
Vince was born?
Disgusting. You disgust me.
Bill Clinton was impeached.
Oh, wow.
We should raise a glass to that, I think, just for opening. We got the FBI and President Trump's speech and all kinds of good stuff today.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A number of families in Suitland have been displaced this morning by a two-alarm fire at an apartment building on Curtis Drive. Assistant Prince George's County Fire Chief Alan Doubleday told Fox 5.
There were two civilians that were taken out of the apartment building by ladders by firefighters, and we had a total of 5 civilians that were injured. 3 of them were transported for minor injuries, looks like smoke inhalation. There were early reports of a firefighter that was injured, but he was evaluated and since went back to work. Yeah.
It's not clear how many people have been forced from their homes by that fire in Suitland this morning. We're just hours away from congressional passage of the Republican tax cut bill.
A CNN poll shows just 1/3 of Americans support the package. But with GOP-only votes expected to carry the day, the plan helps corporations with the expectation they will reinvest their savings into major job growth. Number 2, Republican leader in the Senate, John Cornyn.
We're going to get the economy roaring back again and improve pay and increase jobs and make America more competitive, as well as simplifying the tax code and giving everybody in every tax bracket a tax cut.
And President Trump is tweeting that Americans should, quote, enjoy and create many beautiful jobs. Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
Republican Senator John McCain won't be present for the Senate vote on the tax cuts. He's home in Arizona as he battles brain cancer. Fellow Senator Jeff Flake told reporters.
He's doing better. Obviously, this last week was rough, and it's the treatments that reaction to the treatments. But he's home, and everybody does better in Arizona. I can tell you that.
National Transportation Safety Board investigators today are at the scene of yesterday's deadly Amtrak derailment and crash in Washington State.
All investigators know right now is the train was going fast, 80 miles per hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone. That information was obtained from one of the data recorders of the rear engine of the train, the only car of the 14 that did not come off the track. 3 people were killed and at least 100 injured in the early morning derailment outside of Tacoma on the first public run of a new commuter line between Seattle and Portland.
Correspondent Jim Roop. A lawyer who was nominated to a federal judgeship in D.C. has now withdrawn his name after taking withering criticism for being unable to answer basic legal questions at his confirmation hearing last week. Matthew Peterson had a tough time responding to questions from Louisiana Senator John Kennedy.
Nobody's perfect. My job on the Judiciary Committee is to help catch mistakes that might come through. And I just don't think Mr. Peterson is ready to be a trial judge.
Peterson was nominated by President Trump to the U.S. District Court for D.C. Washington Redskins safety Sua Craven says he was the recent victim of racial profiling by police in Loudoun County. In a Twitter post and accompanying video, Cravens tells how he was pulled over a couple of weeks ago for speeding.
The car in front of me was going faster than me. The car in front of me was going faster than me and slammed on his brakes when he seen this man. And he decides to pull me over. Why is that? We all know why.
Craven says he was stopped for doing 39 in a 35-mile-an-hour zone, but police say he was doing 39 in a 25 zone near a school. The calls are intensifying for the head of the Anne Arundel County Council to step down. Chairman Michael